The Ghost of Christmas Past, Molly Murphy Mysteries. Written by Reese Bowen and read by Nicola Barber.
Chapter 1. New York City, December 1906. It had been a year of losses. Losses and uncertainty. Of a darkness I couldn't shake off. Daniel's job with the New York police still hung in the balance, although a new commissioner was due to take office in January, a commissioner we hoped would be less in the pocket of Tammany Hall. Daniel had avoided the unpleasantness of a corrupt department trying to find a reason to get rid of him by accepting assignments from Mr. John Wilkie, head of the U.S. Secret Service. The first assignment had taken him to San Francisco and nearly cost us everything we held dear. He had subsequently been summoned to Washington on several occasions, but still hadn't made up his mind whether to accept a permanent position there. This was probably because of me, because he knew that I worried terribly when he was away, and I relied on the support of dear friends in New York. And frankly, I needed that support at the moment. You see, I was not quite myself after we returned from San Francisco. I had told myself that all was well, and I could get on with my old life again. But all was not well. I had been wounded both physically and mentally, pushed to the edge, actually. And the result was that I lost the child I had not known I was carrying. A miscarriage after 3 months, just when I had told myself that all would be well. The doctor had made light of it. A good percentage of pregnancies end in a miscarriage, he had told me. It was just nature's way of making sure imperfect babies didn't come into the world. But I was essentially a healthy young woman, nothing to stop me from having another baby right away. He talked of it as if it was only a matter of discarding one dress and choosing a new one. But I mourned that baby, and I was overcome with guilt. If I hadn't been impulsive and gone out to my husband in San Francisco, I was sure the baby would have been all right. I'd have been giving birth right about this time. A Christmas baby. I tried to remind myself that if I hadn't gone out to San Francisco, I might have lost a husband. But nothing I could say or think could bring me out from the darkness that threatened to swallow me. I went about my chores, took care of my son and my husband, pretended to enjoy my friend's attempts to cheer me up and make me laugh. But in reality, it felt as if I was looking at the world through a black veil. And just when I felt that I couldn't handle one more piece of bad news ever, it came anyway. In October, we received a telegram to say that Daniel's mother had been taken to the hospital, stricken with pneumonia. She was so sick that we thought we'd lose her. I have to confess that I had never been that fond of Mrs. Sullivan, as I still called her. I had always felt that she saw me as a disappointment, that she had wanted her son to make a better marriage and rise higher in society. But it hurt me to see Daniel so distraught at the thought of losing his mother. I suppose the bond between mother and only son is a fierce one. Amazingly, she came through the worst, and I took our son Liam up to Westchester County to help the elderly housekeeper, Martha, look after Daniel's mother as she recuperated. My young ward, Bridie, I left with my neighbours, Sid and Gus, so that she could continue her schooling. She was blossoming into a confident and cultured young woman, and I didn't want to interrupt her education. Giving me a challenge like that was probably a good thing. It took my thoughts away from my own current state. In fact, as Christmas approached, I found myself actually looking forward to it. Daniel would be coming home from Washington. Then he'd bring Bridie up to Westchester to join us. I pictured us cutting a big tree from the nearby woods. Mrs. Sullivan would not be up to baking, but she could teach me to make her favourite recipes. And Liam was now 2 years old and big enough to help with decorating the house. In fact, we'd already been through the woods collecting pine cones and holly.